This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the defense, and sorry if you were already asked this, but, you know, on some of those explosives that were allowed, how much of that was what Baltimore was doing, or were there details that you felt, you know, you guys could have done better?
I don't know if it'd be details, but maybe they found maybe some of the, you know, like in every coverage or run, there's some strengths and some weaknesses. So, for instance, if you were playing man-to-man and you had outside leverage, you're vulnerable inside. So I wouldn't say... It wasn't like a communication issue that got us jammed up today, Nikki. I would say at the end, not fitting some runs exactly like you want, or a certain coverage in a fire zone that here's where the hole is and they hit it. So I had been impressed leading into the game with their passing game and Lamar, although the running game got so much attention. But so I wasn't surprised to see them throw it well. I was disappointed to see the long screen early. You know, that was one thing that we had talked about. But I knew they had a complete package. They may have not had to feature it as often in some games, but I knew they had that in their arsenal as a passing game, too.
Baltimore's pretty good on offense. They did that to Cincinnati last week. In fact, you just kind of check out the Ravens and their last few games. I mean... You know, they dominated the Cowboys and until they took their foot off the pedal in the fourth quarter. The last three games, 35, 41, and 30 points. 484 yards yesterday. They had 520 yards against the Bengals. In the win against the Bills, they didn't have to do a lot once they got to the fourth quarter, but they still had 427 yards. Of offense. They're averaging as a team right now well over 7 yards per play. Frightening team offensively. We put up, by the way, our Window Nation Twitter poll, X poll of the day, at Team 980 on X. I also retweeted it at Kevin Sheehan DC. How would you grade Jaden Daniels' performance in Washington's 30-23 loss? A, B, C, or D? If anybody gives him a C or a D, I am not sure what you were watching. Quite honestly, it'd be hard for me to give him anything less than what I gave him, which was an A. This team had zero chance in the game without him and without Terry, who I thought was really, really good in the game as well. All right. So I've gone through the list of things that I liked and a couple of things that I didn't like, but I saved this one for last. Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this was a play that could have changed the outcome of the game. Because, again, when you give up 7.5 yards per play, 484 yards, points on 6 of 8 drives, and then a run-out-the-clock drive at the end of the game, when you really had no chance to get them off the field after the first quarter, Baltimore would have done whatever they needed to do offensively, because they could have, to win the game yesterday. However, the third drive of the game, it's 3-3. We're early in the second quarter. It's second down and 11. And there's an opportunity, a big opportunity to take, you know, the field position that they had. This was following the one punt that they had forced. You know, they got the sack from Fowler on Jackson. They had to punt it from their end zone. Washington starts the drive from their 50-yard line, and you've got an opportunity to go in and take a 10-3 lead. Worst case, 6-3. And they get a first down on Jaden's scramble on 3rd and 5 to move the chains. But then they're faced with 2nd down and 11-12. And Jaden has Zacchaeus wide open, and he makes the perfect throw. It's a play action from shotgun to McNichols, who's in the backfield. I think it was McNichols. And he goes down the field over, you know, I think it was Roquan Smith's, you know, back. And Zacchaeus turns upfield before he had secured the ball, and he drops it. You know, score, pressure, game context, you know, it does matter. And they didn't put any game pressure on Baltimore at any point in the game from a scoreboard standpoint. And they had the opportunity to do it there. And it's a really good throw. And it's got to be caught by Zacchaeus, because if it is, it's first down at the Baltimore 25-yard line. Who knows? If he secures it and then turns, there's a chance maybe even to turn it upfield for a few more yards. But he turned before he had the ball. And then on 3rd and 11, he went deep to Terry down the left sideline. He actually put the ball in a pretty good spot, but Terry couldn't come up with it. It would have been a phenomenal catch, and it would have probably not been in bounds. So they had to punt it back, and then that was the first of, you know, the long 90-plus yard drives for the Ravens that the Ravens generated. That was a punt that they kicked down to the 7-yard line, I think. I think they went 93 on that drive, and then later in the game they went 94, something like that. But anyway, tough deal for sure, because game context, score, pressure, game pressure, would have been nice to see Washington jump out to a 10-3 lead, or even a 6-3 lead with a couple of more minutes, you know, run off the clock. So that is the list of things that I didn't love. I was not going to put the fact that they didn't really try to run the football on that list. I think you move the football the way you feel you can move the football. This was a game in which you didn't want to, you know, you didn't want to blow a possession by trying to establish some sort of physical identity at the line of scrimmage by running, not Brian Robinson Jr., into the Baltimore, you know, front four and front seven, which was outstanding and has been outstanding against the run. I think the game plan was fine. I think they've got enough trust. It certainly shows they've got enough trust in Jaden Daniels. And look, the production, they had 23 points. They scored 5 times on 9 drives. They had a chance for a field goal for a 6th score out of 9 drives. That's exceptional. You know, another very good points per drive day. You know, punts per drive game. I mean, Tressway punted 3 times. That's not a lot for an NFL team to punt 3 times in a game. All right, for them it is this year. All right, some of the other observations from the game. The 2 injuries, Dorrance Armstrong, Jonathan Allen, those are big. You know, I think Jonathan Allen's getting an MRI this morning. We'll see what happens. Denton will keep an eye on that. My sense of it is it's not going to come back something super serious in terms of long-term, based on a quick conversation that I had with somebody last night. But we'll see. They lost Armstrong. He's played well recently. I didn't actually think that pass rush pressure was the biggest culprit. Coverage, they're tied together. And then, of course, stopping the run in the second half. There was an end of the first half situation that I wanted to get into here, because I liked it and I didn't like it. So going into this game, I said, look, they're going to have to be aggressive. You know, they're going to have to be aggressive on 4th downs, that they're going to, because they can't afford to punt the ball back in this game. They're going to have to be aggressive at the end of the first half to try to gain an extra possession by being smart and using their timeouts well. And they were. You know, Dan, you know, used 2 timeouts on Baltimore's touchdown drive that gave him a 17-10 lead with 53 seconds to go in the first half. By the way, Baltimore screwed up there a little bit. They took snaps with 24 seconds left on the play clock and then with 28 seconds left on the play clock. Washington had one timeout. It was clear after Baltimore made a first down that they weren't intending on using it for some reason. I'll get to that in a moment. Now, look, Baltimore may say, you know, Todd Monken may say, you know, sit down there, Sparky. You have no idea what you're talking about. We went fast because we wanted them to keep the same personnel on the field, and we thought we had an advantage. But you can go up tempo and get to the line of scrimmage and face the personnel that you want to face and not snap the ball with 24 seconds or 28 seconds left on the play clock when you're trying to make that drive the last drive of the first half rather than giving the opportunity back to Washington. So I thought Baltimore did a bad job. Even though they scored the touchdown, they scored it with 53 seconds to go. There could have been a lot less time on the clock. Or at the very least, Washington could have entered that final drive without a timeout. But here's the thing from Washington's standpoint. Love the fact that, you know, they're doing what they should do to gain an extra possession. Have to in a game like that, you know. Have to give Jaden Daniels in the offense an opportunity with, you know, the ball being given to them at they were going to get the ball at the beginning of the second half because they deferred after the toss. And then you had a chance to go, you know, back-to-back with a score at the end of the first half and a score to start the second half. So love that part of it. But here's the thing where I think Dan Quinn screwed up. So he took a timeout with him into the locker room at halftime. There was an opportunity that he could have used it on defense. He used the first two on defense, but then Baltimore got a first down. And then they got a two-yard run with a minute 20 left in the half. I would have banged a timeout right there. You know, you got a second down and eight. Baltimore's probably going to throw the ball. More likely than not, on a condensed field, they might be going into the end zone, so it's going to be a touchdown or an incomplete pass. But I am saving some time there because Baltimore did have the opportunity to run at that point 40 seconds before they snapped it. They didn't. They did Washington a favor, but I don't think Quinn knew that. I would have called a timeout there with a minute 20 to go on defense because remember kind of the, you know, oversimplification of clock management. When you want the ball, what's better, more time or less time? Pretty easy. They wanted the ball back, so they should have used a timeout on defense so that they would have had more time when they got the ball back. And if they had used it there, they would have had it with a minute 10 left rather than 53 seconds left. They wouldn't have had a timeout left. They didn't use it anyway. And then after the throw to Noah Brown at midfield with 30 seconds to go. Now, there is a little bit of confusion. Did he get out of bounds to stop the clock, or was he in bounds? They ruled he was in bounds, so the clock rolled. And maybe Quinn got confused there, but if you're going to debate the timeout on defense, which I actually don't think there is a debate for that, there's no debate on that one. You got to hit the timeout right there. 30 seconds to go. You're at midfield. You got a second and one after that throw, or was that a first? No, that was a first down throw. It's first and 10. You now have plenty of time to get in really good field goal percentage. And you got the whole playbook in the whole field available with 30 seconds to go. Instead, the clock rolled. They took that snap with 20 seconds to go. Zacchaeus ended up getting out of bounds on the next two plays. The next play was the brilliant play by Jaden to, you know, basically ground the ball on a check down that wouldn't have gained anything. And then they went back-to-back to Zacchaeus, who got out of bounds, and they kicked the field goal from 52 yards out with 5 seconds to go. It got blocked. I think there was an opportunity to potentially get closer for a shorter field goal. Does that mean the ball comes out a little bit higher? Maybe it doesn't get blocked. I don't know. But I didn't think they did a great job with the last timeout that they had because they didn't use it. And more time is better than less time. It's really that easy. Obviously, there's nuance to every one of these situations. But great job of being aggressive to get the ball back and using your timeouts there on defense, and he used two of them on defense, but I thought he could have used the third timeout on defense with a minute 20 to go, and then on offense with 30 seconds to go, and he didn't use it in either one of those situations, and because of that, they ended up with less time rather than more time, and they were still there. 52-yard field goal is nothing, I mean, in this league this year, but it did get blocked, and maybe they would have had an opportunity for a shorter kick. All right. lastly, the ref stuff. I don't know, man. I it's hard for me to do this unless there's something super egregious or super, you know, one-sided. I think they missed the Kyle Hamilton hit on Jaden. I thought that was a penalty. I thought Noah Brown got held coming out of his break on the 3rd and 5 before the 55-yard field goal that made it 20-13. Other than that, I don't know. I could be missing one. I don't get wrapped up in that when literally you are getting absolutely torched and gashed on defense. It's like it wouldn't have mattered in a lot of ways because Baltimore would have done whatever they needed to do offensively against Washington's defense to ensure that they scored enough to win the game. I do have one other thing that I'll mention when we come back on the other side, but phone lines are now open. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Couple of other, you know, quick observations. One in particular.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That just drove me nuts yesterday. You'll hear it when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.